Heading in the same clockwise direction as the patrolling guards, he circled the perimeter until he reached the building's only entrance. Instead of the modern automatic security doors that slid open with the touch of a button, the building was fitted with an archaic metal plate that swung open on its hinges when the handle was turned. Pressing himself against the side of the door, the Jedi carefully turned the handle and eased it open a few centimeters. Light spilled out into the dark night, along with the conversation and laughter of the guards in the break room just on the other side. Crouching down, he rolled a small canister along the ground and into the room before pulling the door shut. Calling on the Force, he warped, twisted, and snapped the handle off. A second later, there were cries of alarm from inside as black, noxious smoke billowed out from the imperfectly sealed edges of the door. He heard running feet, followed by the sound of someone frantically struggling with the door's handle on the other side, unaware it had been disabled. There was a loud bang as someone threw their body at the door. Then a woman shouted, "Stand clear!" Three blaster bolts pierced the door in rapid succession, ripping finger-sized holes in the steel. Then there was a loud thump as someone kicked at the door, once again to no avail. By the time the two guards on patrol had heard the commotion, still playing the part of an anti-imperial terrorist, Nos D'Aural crouched on one knee, drew his blaster, and shot the first one as he came racing around the corner, killing him instantly. As he always did, the Jedi felt a twinge of sorrow at taking another's life. But decades of war against a brutal and relentless foe had forced Nos D'Aural, like so many others in the Order, to come to grips with the moral ambiguity of killing an enemy in the pursuit of a peace that would save the lives of trillions. The partner of the guard whom Nos D'Aural shot managed to duck back behind the cover of the building's edge. Nos D'Aural stood up and reached out with the Force, using it to pick the surviving soldier up and pull her out into the open. She flew several meters through the air before landing on the exposed ground. Nos D'Aural shot her before she could even get to her feet. Turning back to the door, he placed a thin strip of detonite along the edge, retreated to a safe distance, then set it off. The blast blew the damaged door open. It took several seconds for the poison gas from the detonator to clear the room and reveal the bodies of the four guards just inside the door. Nos D'Aural was reminded of the value of the Jedi teachings. Had the soldiers stayed calm during his attack, they could have retreated into the small control room in the back of the building to escape the smoke. But fear had clouded their minds, and in their panic, they had congregated around the only exit to the outside world, dooming themselves. The Jedi stepped over the fallen soldiers and crossed the room to the door at the rear. It was locked, but another strip of detonite gave him access to the control room beyond. He set the explosives, syncing the timer to go off in 3 minutes, the exact same time as the charges at the other two locations. Then he turned and left the building, slipped through the hole he'd cut in the perimeter fence, and headed toward the rendezvous point where Theron would meet up with him later.